The Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Samach Vav Amud Aleph is the starting point, tells us that the starting point is that Shinoi Kona, is that if an item changes its properties, if you steal wood and make it into Kalim, or steal wool and sew Begadim, you have acquired the item. You are Kona. And you have to pay for the item. You have to pay. If the person you stole from is Miyai, she gives up hope, then Yiyush is also Kone. The makor for this is, sometimes we say we're going to lane it later, and sometimes we lane it now, Jesse, right? Jesse's our Mr. Parsha. Veshiv is Hagzela. Good, very good. Vayikra Perakei, the end of Parsha's Vayikra. But we learn that it's not only with a Shinui Maisa, but even with a Shinui Hashem and Shinui Rishus. We're going to go through, we're going to have two questions. This is just, you know, the opening statement, as we always have, from our Gemara of the week. From our Masecht of the week, we're going to deal with two questions today, two questions tonight. But the fact that we also have a Shinui Hashem and Shinui Rishus, there really is no raya. I just realized that there really is no raya though that Shinui Kone. We only learn there really is no raya that Shinui Kone. We only learn that there either is or isn't a chiyuv hashava. You either do or do not have to return the object. There is a chiyuv hashava. You do have to return the object when the object is now exactly as when you stole it. If there was some shinui, so the Gemara points out, there's no chiyuv hashava. Once there's no chiyuv hashava, then automatically you're kone b'shinui. There is a question whether you are kone Lemafreya, whether you're Kona retroactively or whether you're Kona Mikanul Haba from this point forward. The opening question of our sugya, we're going to have two that we're going to deal with. The first half of Shia, the second is the second half. How do you understand the different Shinuyim? Tonight we're going to go through three different Shinuyim. The first is what's called Shinui Maisa. Yes. Shinui Maisa. Welcome, Oriel. The first is Shinui Maisa. The opening machlokas for Shinui Maisa goes something like this. Tosfos in Bava Kama daf Tzarihei Amid Aleph. There's a lot that's not on the Mar Makomos also. But Tosfos in Bava Kama daf Tzarihei Amid Aleph, Dira Maschel Meshalim tells us when a gazlon is kone b'shinui, and he stole a pregnant cow, and she gives birth, Tosfos quote from the Mishnah in Bava Kama daf Tzari Gimel, that you pay the amount of the cow who is about to give birth, and any shevach, any benefit to come from the impregnated cow goes to the nigzol, goes to the person who was stolen from. He gets the shevach from her pregnant status until she actually gives birth. The Rush disagrees. The Rush in Bava Kama, in the ninth parak in Hagozel Eitzim, which is where the sugyas of Shinui Kone appear, the Rush in Simen Gimel, in Tes Gimel, Bava Kama, the ninth parak, Simen Gimel, the Rush tells us no. You pay at the moment, as it was at the moment of Gzela, what's called Kishasa Gzela. Since you were Kone Bishinui, since you were Kone with the change that was made, but the Ravid even disagrees with that. This is the Ravid in Hilchos Gneva, Perak Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph. The Ravid disagrees and say that you and says, excuse me, that you pay what the animal was worth a moment before the Shinui took place. One moment before the Shinui took place, the Ravid tells you that's what you're going to pay for the animal's worth. So first just the Svara of each. The Svara of the Rush that we mentioned is with the Shinui, you're Kona retroactively from the moment you stole the animal, and that's why it's logical to say that anything that appreciated in value, right, the Shevach from the time of the Gzela belongs to the Gazlan, okay? But the Svara of the Ravid, on the other hand, is that you're only Kona from the moment that the Shinui took place. And that's why you need to pay the amount it was worth before the Shinui, until that point, when you became a Gazlan. Rashi, in the Gemara that we started with, in Perak Merubah, in the seventh Perak of Bava Kama, because Shinui Kone appears a couple of times in the Masechta, in week 20 of Sugya style, Rashi in Bava Kama, Daf Samach Vav, Dira Maschel Shinui Kone, the title track for tonight, says that you're only Kone Mida Oraisa when you're Shani Lahubi Yadayim, when you change it, when it undergoes a change with your hands. And Tosfos, two blot later, Tosfos and Bava Kama, make sure that you get everything down. Tosfos and Bava Kama, Daf Samaches Amud Aleph, says that according to Rabbi Eliezer in the Gemara, Shinui Kona is only a Shinui Biyadayim, such as, and they give examples in the Gemara if you want to take down the example, such as what the Gemara gives, Shchita, what's called, you know, Tvicha and Mechira in the Gemara, Shchita, And the pshat is that you're not kohen memela. You need to have, there needs to be a change that under that's undergone with your hands. It's really then a question, to push it back a little bit, it's really a question of how to understand kinyan egzela in general. Is it like other kinyanim in terms of the method of kinyan? So here we have a number of different deos in the Rishonim. First is Tosfos and Ksubos. Tosfos and Ksubos quotes two deos. The first is the Ri. Tosfos tell us, as he quotes the Ri tells us that kinyan egzela are fundamentally different than the standard Kinyani Mamon. We might be familiar with Kinyani Mamon. Some of us in the room learned Bav Metzia with the yeshiva last year. So from the first perek, from Daf Yud and Daf Ches, Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, some Gemaras that we quoted with week 19 of Kiddushin, with Shlichus, Klalei Shlichus, the principles of Shlichus. So we spoke about those Gemaras at the very end of Shir. And therefore, if it's going to be fundamentally different, according to the Ri, Kinyan Gzela fundamentally different than standard Kinyan Imamon, therefore a Kinyan Gzela works to be Mechayev you and Onsin. If something happens, something accidentally happens, even if all you do is a Kinyan Meshicha towards Rosh HaSarabim, so you're Kone. Tosfos also quote the opinion of the Ritzbah in 11, he lived in the 1100s, a Rishon who lived in the 1100s, there were actually two Ritzbahs, but this is the Ritzbah Mishantz. Sometimes you see the Tosfos Mishantz, so this is the Ritzbah Mishantz. So the Ritzbah says that Kinyan Egzela are similar to Kinyan Imamon. That they're not fundamentally different, like we quoted from the Ri, but that they're similar to Kinyan Imamon. In the same way, Kinyan Meshicha, pulling something towards you, or Chal, once you are Moshech to Rosh HaSarabim, so too here. They're identical. What's the Nekuda Samachlokis between the two? So what they're arguing about really is whether at the time that you were Kone, in terms of a Kinyan Gzela, at the time of the Kinyan Gzela, you were only Kone to obligate you if something happens accidentally, what's called Lehischayev Ba'onsin. Check the Gemara in the first paragraph of Bava Kama, I believe Daf Dalid, talks about Shomrin there, and their Chayev Ba'onsin, to make you Chayev should there be an accident, and then pulling it towards Rosh HaSarabim would have been enough because a kinyan of the actual object, a kinyan hagbah, raising it, wouldn't be necessary, or whether you're kona completely. If you're kona completely, Ariel, so then, if you're kona completely, and a kinyan meshicha towards Rosh HaSarabim wouldn't suffice. This is relevant for, yeah.
I thought that anything that can't, like, is too, is like light enough to pick up, you have to do with Hagbah, you can't do Mashiach.
Right, this is just in terms of Shinuyim. You're right in terms of the world of pure Kinyanim. This is if you want to be Shani Lahu B'Yadayim, yeah. This is slightly different.
Why does it matter?
No, just, I mean, you're right in terms of Kinyanim, but Shani Lahu B'Yadayim, I mean, I guess the answer is then that, yeah, okay, so I'm only talking about, right, so they're only arguing on something that absolutely needs a Kinyan Hagbah, yeah.
Then they're different.
What?
Then they're different.
Yeah, but in terms of whether a Kinyan Meshicha alone would suffice or whether you also need a Kinyan Hagbah, so they would be either the same or different depending on the item that you pick up, depending on the item that you stole, depending on what item Shinui is going to be Kona on and what your Mishana Luhu B'Yadayim. You're right, but then it depends, right? Are we good?
I guess.
I mean, it depends. This is relevant for the Gemara about Habab Machteras, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dafayin Beis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dafayin Beis, talks about somebody breaking into your house, tunneling in, and he breaks Kalim, right? Habab Machteras, Shavaras HaKalim. So the Gemara says he breaks Kalim in the process of tunneling in, those who have done Sanhedrin, whether previously, or who are just familiar with the Gemara. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah, and then the Gemara says that he's Kona them. And he has to pay the amount that they're worth. That's only if he breaks the kalim, says the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Beis. That's only if he breaks the kalim. But if he keeps the kalim intact, then he has to return the kalim as they are. He has to return the kalim be'in. Okay?
He doesn't have to pay for them if he breaks the kalim. Yeah?
The Baal HaMor in Sanhedrin says that the truth is that even according to Rava in the Gemara, who says that when the Gemara there says there's a kinyan on the kalim, and you have to pay that amount, there's even a kinyan on the kelim. There's even a kinyan on the kelim, and they remain intact. That's only the actual kinyan. But midrabanan, you have a chiyuv to return the item. Not midoraisa. Midrabanan, you have a chiyuv hashava. But if the kelim, if the kelim are no longer be'in, so the Rabbanon were not mechayev you, to return it. The Ramban says, and that's the Balamor Shita. The Ramban says, when the Gemara quotes Rava, who says Yerkona, that's only to be chayev in onsin, but not to be chayev in the actual chayfetz. Maybe there's a parallel then to the idea of Yiyosh Kone. Now follow me here for a second. Tosfos in our Masechta for tonight, Tosfos of Avakamadav Samachtes, tells us, according to the Manda Amar, that when somebody gives up hope, you are Kone that item. According to the Manda Amar, who says that Yiyosh is Kone, is a complicated topic tonight. Kinyanim. So I'm going to try to go slowly for myself as well. According to the Manda Amar that says that Yiyosh is Kone, even when the object is sitting in Rishus Arabim, So maybe it's kona only if the item is sitting in your sarabim, or maybe it's only kona when it's sitting in your chatzer and your kona. Again, a gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Yud, that we alluded to last week in a different context of shlichas, in terms of kinyan chatzer. Right? So it's a suffix. No, so there are two ways to understand the suffix, meaning we're not sure. The gemara blight by a suffix, the gemara leaves it as a suffix, and... or actually, Tosos, excuse me, leaves it as a suffix. There are two ways to understand that suffix. The first way to understand that suffix is whether, if kinyane gneva gzela means that you're kona the object, just that the chi of hashava prevents you from acquiring the object completely. You were kona the object, but you have a chi of to return the item. So whether that prevents you from being kona, what we would call kona completely, or is it the second way to understand the suffix? Is kinyane gnevo gzela? Kinyane gnevo gzela means you're not kona the object, and therefore, after yish, you need to do a maisa in order to be kona the object. You need a maisa to follow that up. Okay? Those are the two ways to understand the suffix in terms of whether you were kona. That's the first type of shinoi. That's what we call shinoi maisa. Now on to shinoi rishus, our second shinoi for tonight. Tosfos in Bavakama samachvavam debez. Dira Maschel Shma Mina, if you want to get the Dira Maschel down, tells us a completely different case of Gzela. If a Gazlan is Makdish, an object, if you make something Hektish, even though Yish alone will not be Kone, the Gazlan can still be Makdish, because it's considered Yish with our second Shinui of tonight, Shinui Rishus. That's Tosfos. The Rashba in Gittin, Daf Nun Hamad Aleph, tells us, nevertheless, since at the time he's makdish it, it doesn't belong to him, he asks the question, how can the hektish be chal? It doesn't belong to him. How can the hektish that he's making hektish, how can the hektish be chal? So the hektish can indeed be chal, says the Rashba in Gittin, because, and he coins the phrase, hekdesho v'kinyano bain ke'echad. We have a phrase we're probably familiar with, Gito v'yado b'in ke'echad. This is Hekdesho v'yado, is Hekdesho v'kinyano b'in ke'echad. It must be that he holds, again going back to our intro, it must be that he holds that the Shas HaGzela, that at the Shas HaGzela, there's a reason that the Gazlan, that the Gazlan would want to be kona the item. But his Chiyuv Hashava, the fact that he has to return the item, prevents him from being kona the item, prevents him from doing so. Right? Therefore, at the moment that a shinui rishus is made, that it transfers rishuyos, or for that matter, our third shinui, and that is shinui hashem, is made, the chiyuv hashava is removed. You do not have to return the item. The chiyuv hashava is removed. And the gazlan is kona the object retroactively. If the chi of hashava is removed, so then he was kona all along. And that goes back to how we started the shir, whether you are kona, right, lemafreya retroactively, that you came in right after that. So that's exactly how we started this year, and all the shittah is going to come back to it. Or, and I want to repeat and go slowly, or whether you're konet mikan ulahaba. I know I normally talk fast, so when it comes to kinyanim and shinuyim. Well, with hektish, no. So that's again. These are all machloksin, according to a certain shita. Yeah.
But any case of gazna is shinur rishus, even when it's shinur masa.
Right. So this is when it's like primarily shinur rishus, when it switches from one chutzner to the other.
But it's going to be a shinur rishus before it becomes a shinur masa in the first place.
No, but I mean when it goes into an actual different rishus, not when he just goes to be a dayim. I mean when he actually brings it into a different rishus.
Isn't he doing that with Shino Masa?
Not exactly. They say with Hektish, though, because you're being mocked to something, you're taking it out of a certain rishus, of a rishus of when it was Chulin and now it's Hektish. So it could be seen that way. I understand what you're asking, but that's the way it's seen. So this is what Hekdesh of a Kinyan Uban Ke'echad means, that the Hekdesh and the Kinyan itself go together, that through the object becoming Hekdesh, there's no Chiyav Hashava, and then the Kinyan Mafreya occurs, specifically with the case of Hekdesh, Noam. Specifically with the case of Hekdesh. This is actually Lashitaso of the Rashba, at the very end of Bava Kama. Bava Kama is, 118 blot or so? So the Rashba, Nagozo Basra, Nagozo Omachi, on the 10th parak Bava Kama, Shina Kona is from Perak Maruba, the 7th Perak Bava Kama, just to understand just a little bit of the lay of land of Bava Kama. And next year we might get, I think the last sugi of the year is the overview of Masechet Bava Kama Mishnayos, for that matter, a little of Gemara in 45 minutes. Anyways, to those of you who will be joining us next year, you can join us for that. But this is Lishitaso, if Kaz comes back to Madrich maybe, this is Lishitaso of the Rashba of Kama towards the end of the Masechet Daf Kuf Yud Aleph from the base. In every case of Shinui Rishus, you are right, J. Mel, that a lot of the Shinuyim overlap. But pay attention for a second. The Rashba says that in every case of Shinui Rishus, the Gazlan has to make a Kinyan, because once the Shinui Rishus takes place, right, and there's no longer a Chiyav Hashava, then the Gazlan is Kona, the object of Mafreya, and now becomes the Baal HaChefetz. That's exactly what he said in Gittin Nunhei. That's exactly what he said.
Only works for the Rashba, though.
Okay. But that's what we said. These are all machloksim, right? These are all machloksim.
Dovi.
Yeah.
How can if I'm understanding correctly, when you're mafish it, then the chiyav hashava is gone, and then the mafreya, you get it.
Again, this is only according to one rishon, but yeah. Okay.
Still,
right.
Right. Still, then you're still being mafish it first, and you can't be mafish it unless you have. It's in your rishus, no?
Right, so that's what that means, that hekdesho, great question, but that's what the Rashba coined that phrase of hekdesho v'kinyano, ba'in ke'echad. You have to say, Oriel, but two, did you hear that? That Oriel was asking, well, how could we do it? You were asking the shina rishus before. Hekdesho v'kinyano, ba'in ke'echad. It has to come together, you're right. That's exactly the answer to your question. Okay. So we were quoting a lot of Ketzosim last week. Some of us caught up with Shir tonight. But the Ketzos in Shin Samach Beis, the Ketzos sounds fancy, almost as fancy as when we quoted in Dvarim Shabbalei Veinam Dvarim in week 15 of Nedarim. Follow us through Shas, all online on the right on White Torah. But we said Shin Samach Beis. When we quoted the Ran and Nedarim, so everybody thought that the Ran and Nedarim was like Shpitz or whatever it is. Okay, great. So the Ketzos in Shin Samach Beis disagrees, Yonaled. The reason that through Yish and Shina Rishus, there was a Kinyan is because the original Bailam gave up hope. The original Bailam was Yish, and to coin a phrase from Elu Metziah Shalom, the Elu Chayev Lahachriz, turn over another page, this is Yish, the Hetera Asi Liyadeh. This item did not come, those of you who learned about Metziah last year, a few of you.
Give me
and Gittin also, for those of you who are doing the daf and the Swiaka Gittin Kola. But anyway, we gave the Frisch Campus a shout out. Okay, great. But anyway, fellas.
We still take sponsors.
Anyway, and sponsors we need. But anyway, Anyway, that's behetera asili. There's nothing that's usser here. The Gemara there is, you know, is getting a different. I don't know. Anyway, behetera asili. The item arrived in his hands completely in a status of heter, fellas. Completely in a status of heter, and you don't need the gazlan to make. You don't need the gazlan to make a kinyan because the shini rishus by itself. The shinui rishus by itself. You were asking about, well, isn't shinui rishus? It's only shinui. It is. There are certain examples that we said, and the reason why we're passionate about this is because a number of shinui can overlap, and we want to be clear. We don't want things to be confusing. You're right. They once they go into a separate rishus, and I know that this topic is very hard. That's why we're going slowly. But this item came to him, the hetera. This item came to him, the hetera. And the fact that it came to him, the hetera, right? You don't need the gazlan to make a kinyan because the shina rishus by itself creates a kinyan. This applies to a shina rishus that the gazlan did, even if it was just a shanu lebi adayim, even if it was just with his bare hands. Okay? This is addressed by the Tosos Rid on the sugi we quoted before, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Medbeis. In the 10th parak of Baba Kama, in Hagozel Umachil, what's known as Hagozel Basra, the last, the second parak Hagozel, the Tosos Rid wants to know where we learn Shina Rishus from. We know where we learn Shina Maisa from, right? He concludes that we learn it from the same Pasuk, Vayikra Perak Hei Pasuk. Chav Gimel, very good. Bar Mitzvah Parsha, we'll throw the candy bags after. Veheshev, and we learned it before. Veheshev is Hagzeilasher Gazal. Veheshev is Hagzeilasher Gazal. The one who was Gazal is Yachzir. The one who was Gozal, the item, returns the item. But if you weren't Gozal, so you don't need to be Machzir. Why? Because the Shina Rishus itself is the Kinyan. We need to understand then how Shina Rishus will help, since this item came to you behetera. This item was completely mutter when it came to you, so we need to understand how this worked. We see that that's why it was learned from the same pasuk as Shinui Maisa. That's exactly why it was learned from the same pasuk, from Heichav Gimel, from Vayikra, the very end of Parshas Vayikra, from the same pasuk as Shinui Maisa, to teach what? To teach that the Chi of Hashava, the obligation to return the item, only applies when the object is in the domain of the Gazlan. But if it's in someone else's rishus, the chi of hashava no longer applies, and you're kona the object. Okay? And you're kona the object without a chi of hashava. The Mishnah and Gemara there on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis tell us if one steals, but the Bailim weren't Nisyayish, and somebody else comes along and eats what you have, and is then machil achavero, is Hagozel Umachil. Hagozel Umachil, Lachavero, he can collect from either one. Meaning the Baal can collect from either the Gazlan or his friend who the Gazlan fed. Okay, this is black on white, a Mishnah in Bava Kama. Comes the Baal Amor in Bava Kama and says, that's only, right? Ratzu Mizegova, Ratzu Mizegova, he can collect from either one. That's only when the Ochel, the guy eating, took the food himself. But if the Gazlan feeds his friends, the example that we alluded to before, goes el machil, a chavero, if he feeds his friends, he takes it upon himself to feed others, the one who eats, a.k.a. the friend, would be putter, and the Gazlan himself is chayav. It seems strange, though, that the ochel is putter. It must be that since there was, how do you answer, J-Mel? So it must be, there was a shina rishus biyadayim. This is what you asked me about before. There's a shina rishus biyadayim that is equivalent to a shina maisa. Every shina rishus, I didn't say this before, but I was kind of going to get to it. A lot of shina rishus are equivalent and kemat identical with a shina maisa, where the gazlan is kona. Like with shina maisa, just like with shina maisa, you're kona without yish. The same way with shina maisa, you're kona before yish, and the fact that shinui rishus requires yish to make the kinyan effective, that's only when the gazlan takes food for himself. It makes sense to say that when the gazlan gives food to other people, he changes the rishus, right? He's doing a kinyan gzela with that shinui rishus, because he's giving it to other people, Noam. Other people are eating the food that he stole. and he's removing the object from the Baal's possession, and according to this, there's no reason to be mechayev the ochel. So we just did away with that. We did away with the chiyuv of the ochel. I think that was crystal clear. The fact that, right, the case of Hagozel Umachil L'Chavero, the opening line and title track of the 10th Perek Bava Kama. Third Shinoi, if you're counting here or at home, Shinoi Hashem. The Gemara itself in Bava Kama Samach Vav Medbez quotes that Abaye asked Rav Yosef, based on the Mishnah in Kalim, we will get there. I promise you. We will finish Shas. Hopefully Shas Mishnayos. I can't promise at the end of Shana Aleph, but we will finish Shas Mishnayos together. Abaye asked Rav Yosef, based on the Mishnah in Kalim Perek Chavav, we have a Siyum on a Seder coming up in a couple of weeks, based on the Mishnah in Kalim Perek Chavav, that in order for a Kli to have Tumas Kli, in order for it to contract Tumah, it must have Gemar Malacha. So the Gemara says that the reason that, and then the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, that Oro Shel Ba'abayis, Machshavasan Mitamasan, if the Machshava wants to make a Tamei, so then the item is Tamei. Those skins or leather or hide are Tamei. So the reason that Ba'abayis, Machshava Mitamasan, his Machshava makes something Tamei, is because Yish is not Kona at all. It's based on Shinui Hashem, and Shinui Hashem says the Gemara, when it changes its name, when it's called by any other name, Shinui Hashem says the Gemara is Kishinui Maisa Dami. Again, a lot of these overlap. A lot of these Shinuim overlap. But Shinui Hashem can't be Kona by itself. It's Kona with Yish helping it. It cannot be Kona by itself, Shinui Hashem. Right? The problem is, that Gemara, quoting from the Mishnah in Kalim, is Sosar, another Mishnah we will get to. The Mishnah in Adios, Perek Zayin Mishnah Tes, we will get there, Joshi, that if one steals a wood beam from his friend and then puts it in a roof for the purpose of building, those who have learned Sukkah in elementary school or high school might find this familiar. It's in smack in the middle of Lulav HaGazel. Or Elulzman, very good. Elulzman of Shana Aleph, if you are Shana Aleph, Elulzman of pre-Tufshin Ayin Hay, right. Going into Tufshin Ayin Hay, right. That if, the Mishnah tells us that if one steals a wood beam from his friend and then puts it in the roof for the purpose of building, so he needs to pay the amount of the beam, but need not return the actual beam. This is all because of what the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Amud Aleph tells us, is what's called Takanas Hashavim. It's Takana for those people who want to do tshuva, right? It's Takana made for the advantage of those who'd like to do tshuva, that if we made him return the actual beam and demolish his roof, that would discourage people from doing tshuva itself, and we do not want to do that. We do not want to discourage people from doing tshuva, Noam, right? From the fact that there is a takana sashavim, it has nothing to do with yush. It must mean that shinui Hashem, its change in name, it went from a beam and now it's a building, is kona by itself. Okay, it's Kona by itself, without Yish helping it. Tosfos in Bava Kama, Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, tell us, it must be then, if we've just described two different types of Shinui Hashem, that there are indeed two types of Shinui Hashem. The first is a big Shinui. A big Shinui, Shinui is Kona by itself. And the second Shinui is a smaller Shinui. Very, very simple.
What do you think it would be?
The second Shinui.
The bigger Shinui we need to use?
No, so if the small Shinui. No, but this is when Shinui is Kone. In the realm of Shinui Kone, a smaller Shinui needs Yish to help it.
Why?
Because it's not. I mean, just because it's not enough. I mean, I don't know how to describe, but
why not?
Describe better
why not with the bigger one?
What?
Why not with the bigger?
Because the bigger one just. If it's a bigger Shinui, then you don't need people to give up hope. You don't need people to give up hope. You don't need Yish to help it. I don't need somebody to give up hope. It totally transformed into another item. I don't know any better way to explain it. It could be that I'm not explaining it well, but I don't know any better way to explain it. But basically, there are certain guidelines, obviously, for how to tell whether it's a big or small Shinui. Okay? And Tosfos in Sukkah, an Amud before what we quoted from Sukkah Lamed Aleph, which I'm sure many people have learned a little of Agazo. Tosfos in Sukkah, Lamed Amud Beis, speaks about what's called a Shinui HaChozer Libriyaso. It reverts back to what it originally was, a reversible Shinui. A Shinui HaChozer Libriyaso It's a small shinoi, so it needs years to help it out. The Gemara says that black on white. So that's where we get this whole idea. But a shinoi that's not kozer l'briya, so it retains its changed qualities, doesn't need years because it's a strong shinoi. Again, and there are guidelines to determine what's big, what's small. The Ramban and the Melchamos in Bava Kamma, all the way in the back of Bava Kamma, on Daf Mem Aleph, has a similar idea with different explanations. The Ramban says there are a different type of two types of shinui. There are two types of shinuyim. But he doesn't describe it as big or small, he describes it as objective and subjective. The Ramban says in the Melchamos, the first type of shinui is an objective shinui. And he gives the example for that. The objective shinui Shimon is gun of Tlev and Asa Ayil. Okay, that's turning from one animal into the next. The second is a subjective shinui. You call one material another material. So you can't do that, right? You need the Bailim to be koveya what it's called. If the Bailim do that, so that would be a subjective shinui to those particular Bailim. Okay, Ben? Yeah. Good? And then we would just go on and say that the Ramban explains the objective shinui Hashem. So that shinui is strong because it's an objective shinui. Okay? So that's that strong shinui. And it doesn't need yish in order to be kona. It's strong all by itself. But the subjective shinui, which is determined by bailim, those particular bailim, does need yish to call it a kinui. To call it a kinyon. Kinui we had a few weeks ago with Soto, right? Eder Hanam Bisur and Eder Kinui and Eder Stira. Check that out. Yeah.
Subject. What an example of subjective shinui would be like putting a beam into a roof or something. Or
for the Bailim themselves. For the Bailim themselves. Extreme makeover. There was one done in Bergenfield, right on the. On Newbridge, Bikias fellas, right? Very good, okay. Okay, great. Shkoyach, Bergen County fellas. Okay, great, awesome. You want to welcome the Book family? You want to welcome the Book family to Shir? This was 2 years ago in Night Chabura, and it's actually interesting that it is this week, week 20, Bava Kamma. It could have been any week in our 36-week tour of Shas throughout the year. But 2 years ago, Night Chabura, Zevi Litwin, Avi Lent, Josh Fagan, Shemi Steinmetz, the Gedolei Gedolim, the Gedolei Achronim. We had a lot of parents coming through. We had a lot of parents who did business in Israel, and a lot of them came. And what did we do that year? Sugya style, our 25 favorite sugyas throughout Choref above a combo. We didn't just take on Arba Avos. We went through all the prakim Shkayach. What are the examples, fellas? Getting back to our regularly scheduled program, what are the examples of Shinui Kona in Shas? Three clear examples. Here we go, JML. Come on. The first example is Psachim Daf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara in Psachim tells us, this is also alluded to in the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Nun Aleph, or it actually comes from the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Nun Aleph, Shnei Dvarim Einam Bershusam Shal Adam V'asan Akasav Ki'ilu Hein Bershusam. There are two things that are not, by definition, objectively, not defined by being in the Rishus of a person. But the Torah comes, Asana Kosov, Ki'ilu Heim Bershusam. The Gemara Bava Kamma Daf Nun Aleph tells us, Bor Bershus HaRabim. That's one example, Bava Kamma Nun Aleph. The other example is the Gemara in Psachim Daf Dalet Amud Beis, our Gemara that we're just quoting now, Chametz on Pesach. Really, you would have never violated Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh on Pesach. Bittul means when you're Mevatel Chametz, so Bittul means when you're signing off on your ownership of Chametz. And being maskim, your das, to the das of the Torah. Okay? The Torah says that you're not allowed to own chametz, so you say, okay, hands off. There's no machlokas, though, whether anyone is zoche on the chametz when I'm mevatel it. The Ramban in Psachim, in the first parak, tells us that no one's zoche, and it's still a good kinyan. And many other Rishonim agree to the Ramban. Nobody needs to be zoche. Here you can split between being motzi mirashus hanigzol, taking it out from the rashus of the guy who's being stolen from, and separately, nichnas l'rashus hagazlan, having the item, the object, enter into the rashus hagazlan. This is a different model, though, because the fact that no one zocha on it, so it's a different model of kinyan ben, okay? Good? Something becomes hefker, though, once it's yotzer mirshuso. It doesn't need to, it obviously, by definition, it doesn't necessarily need to go into any other rishus. It could, by definition, be in no man's land. All it needs to do is fulfill that first half of being yotzer mirshus hanigzal. So hefker is the change in rishus, right? It went, here it went, right? The chametz went from your rishus to a rishus hefker. So that's in terms of chametz. Yish, on the other hand, isn't koneh until there's a person who is koneh. There needs to be what we call, there needs to be a zocha. There needs to be somebody who merits the item. There needs to be somebody who is zocha on the item. If we had an extra 45 minutes, we would discuss, you know, shlichus's cousin, zechiah, right? Yesh oin zechiah l'katan, right? The Gemara and Kesubis that we quoted. So we just stopped last week. By Ein Shlichus HaKatan, or like Ger Katan, you know, we've quoted the Mishnah and Gemara at the top of Kesubas Daf Yud Aleph. But anyway, good. So there needs to be a Kone. That is the first example in Shas of Shina Kone. The second example is Sukkah Daf Lamed Amud Beis that we alluded to before, the Gemara in Lulav HaGazel. So this is actually a Mishnah. We quoted 2 weeks ago in Gittin and Hidur Mitzvah, Sugya 19, week 19 of Hidur Mitzvah. All about the first mishnah in the third parak of Sukkah, Lulav HaGazel v'Hayavesh Pater. Yeah, we will. Yeah, boss. So Lulav HaYavesh Pasul because, and we had a number of opinions in the Rishonim. Lulav HaYavesh Pasul because it's a lack of Zekeli v'Anveyu. Oh, our parsha. But what are the odds? But the Gemara. Yeah, good. But the Gemara in Sukkah, Lamed Amud Beis. What?
Is that one on purpose?
No, that actually wasn't. But, I mean, I know what this week's parsha is, but no, that wasn't done on purpose. Stolen Hadassim. The next Mishnah is nearly identical, because Stolen Hadassim, right, Hadas HaGazel V'Hayavesh Pasul. So if you steal Hadassim, so they're Pasul for two reasons. One reason is that it's not Lachem. You need Lachem by the Dalad Minim Jesse, right? You need it to be yours. And the second is Mitzvah haba ba'avera, which was, and we spoke about this a couple of times, we spoke about this a few minutes ago, how do we pick the sugyas, right, of sugya style? Do we narrow them down from 10 to 1, from 3 to 1, from 2 to 1? So here we had two, shina kona mitzvah ba'avera, and someone's got to win, right? So mitzvah ba'avera is the second problem why a hadas, hagazel, is no good. If you steal hadasim, you make a shinoi, let's move forward, you make a shinoi on a hadasim, because you tie it into a bundle with the lulav, and you paskin like, flashback from a couple of weeks ago, Lulav Tzarech Eged, the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, in Sukkah Yud Aleph Mabez. I think that was Avla's last sugya, so I don't know why you're nodding exactly. Oh, okay, good.
Avla was Mahmoud's
Dastin, yes. Okay, very good. Avla V'Oriel, Ba'in Ke'echad. Okay, great. Very good. We paskin against Rabbi Yehuda. Great.
Amazing. Oh,
wow. You are poetic. We paskin against Rabbi Yehuda. Please sit down. We paskin against Rabbi Yehuda, Chevra.
How are you in the Chevra?
We paskin against Chevra. We paskin against Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara. We paskin like the Rabbanan Yoni. Wow, the captains are talking. Wow, unbelievable. We paskin. Amazing. There is our minute of fun. Amazing. We paskin against Rabbi Yehuda on the Gemara. We paskin like the Rabbanim. Let's get back to business. We paskin like the Rabbanim. So an Eged constitutes a Shinoi Oriel. Perfect. Very poetic of you. But it's what we called before, fellas, a Shinoi HaChozer L'Briyaso. It goes back to its original. Eventually, it's going to go back. And according to Tosos and Sukkah, there, Lamed Amud Beis, there are Maschol Shinoi, a shinoi hachozer lebriyaso is still a kinyan. Some people would say not, Josh, but a shinoi hachozer lebriyaso is still a kinyan. Albeit midrabanan. It's a kinyan midrabanan. It's not a kinyan d'oraisa. It's a kinyan drabanan. In order to be yotzei dalad minim, though, the problem is you're up the creek without a paddle because the problem is that you need lachem midoraisa. Lokach lachem ayom arishon priyetado. You need lachem midoraisa. And a shinoi midrabanan would not be good enough. This is what's known as, in the world of kinyanim, which is our sugya for tonight, Kinyan derabanan lo mahani lida oraisa. Get that phrase down. It's an important Shas phrase. Kinyan derabanan lo mahani lida oraisa. Yeah, Jess, way to do it. It must be awesome. It must be as the Torah defines lachem, not as the rabbanan define lachem. Third example and final example for tonight. Finally, Shabbat finally, as we always say, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Vav Amud Beis. If you steal a sa'a's worth of wheat, and the Gemara says, tachana v'afa v'achal mimenu, that's right, that if you grind it, you bake it, and you're mafish chala from it, coming attractions, our next mesechta, you can't, wow, that was a good one. You can't make a bracha on it. Why? Because we'll quote the pasuk from Tehillim, Kapitel Yud, Botzea birech nietz Hashem. You have disgraced Hashem. Many of you have read Psalms before. Botzea birech nietz Hashem. The classic case is grinding flour, and now it has a chi of challah. Now it's completely different. Now it has a chi of challah. This is a classic case of shinui kona, Noam. Classic case of shinui kona. But it makes a tremendous difference. Right? It makes a tremendous difference in the realm of brachos. This is why I wanted to segue into brachos. You would have never made the connection. I would have never either. I saw it in the Gemaras. The Gemaras quoted an identical Gemara in Ketz Mevarchim, my favorite parak in Shas, as well as the Gemara in Sanhedrin Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah in brachos. We have a couple minutes left. That's it. The Mishnah in brachos, Memhei Amud Aleph. Shlosh Sha'achlu Ka'achas Chayavim L'Zamein. One who eats treif, if you're ochel something that's not kosher, so ein mezamnin olav, you cannot join in a zimud. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, get this Rambam collector's item Rambam down right now. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph Halacha Yates, tells us if you eat treif food, you do not make a bracha. He learns it from the pasuk in Tehillim Kapitel Yud, Botzea birech nietz Hashem. It really refers to not being able to bench. Benching, you are not allowed to bench together, since that's a din de oraisa. As opposed to a bracha rishona, birchas hananin, which is a din de rabbana. The Gemara in brachos, daf lamed hei amad aleph, parenthetically, probably my favorite daf, but the Gemara in brachos has that whole discussion of whether birchas hananin or de oraisa de rabbana. It's the first sugya in Ketz Mevarchim. The Pnei Yoshua there, Tosos at the bottom of Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, Dir Maschol Svara, whether the idea of Birchos Hananin, when you put food in your mouth, you have to make a bracha Rishona, whether that's a Dindo Rais or Dindra Bana. Whether that concept is a Dindo Rais or Dindra Bana. But benching, everybody agrees, is a Dindo Rais. Okay? That's a discussion. That's a discussion. That's a discussion. That's a discussion. So that's one of the nafkamina, suffix. Suffix drop on a lakula. Right. No, we probably passed him like that. All I was saying was the shakletari in the Gemara. That's all. I mean, like the shakletari within the Rishonim. Okay? As opposed to Birch Sanenim, which is the Rabbanan. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. The Ravid says in Aleph Yutes, the Ravid there, Alatar, says from the fact that this din wasn't in Ketz Mevarchin and was only in Shlosh Sha'achlu, context is so important, fellas. From the fact that it was only in Shlosh Sha'achlu in the parak that deals with Zimun, parak that deals with Zimun means that you don't make a Zimun, but you do make a bracha on trey food. You don't bench together, you're not going to make a Zimun, but a bracha Rishon, a Birch Sanenim, you do make. It's not a violation of Birchas Hananin. The Me'iri in Bava Kamma, Daf Tzadi Dalid, says this is talking about a bracha on challah, not the bracha of Hamotzi. The bracha of Hafrashas challah, not the bracha of Hamotzi. And the Rush disagrees with the Me'iri. The Rush says, no, this is talking about the bracha of Hamotzi. It matters. Why? Why? Because there might be a difference between Birchos HaMitzvos and Birchos HaNenin. We know that the Gemara in Psachim, Zayin Amud Beis, which I've quoted before in our Yadiyas Shir, Yadiyas style Shir, Amar of Yehud Amar Rav, Kol HaMitzvos of Archalein over La'asiyasan. All Birchos HaMitzvos need to be made over La'asiyasan, not over De'over, and not too early. But there's a difference. But for Birchos Hananin, this isn't at the point when you make the bracha. It has nothing to do with when you make the bracha. For Birchos Hananin, the mechayev is benefit. The mechayev is hana. You make a bracha when you get benefit. That's Birchos Hananin. For Birchos HaMitzvos, the mechayev is the maisa HaMitzvah. A maisa has to be chal. That's the difference. In terms of making a bracha on a Maisa Aveira, you should make a Birchas Hananin, because you get Hana, even for tray food. If you get Hana, Hana's Garon, Hana's Me'ayim, throat, intestines, you definitely make a bracha even for tray food. But for a Birchas HaMitzvah, you shouldn't make a bracha, because a Maisa Mitzvah means that Hashem wants you to do it. This is tray food. Hashem clearly does not want you eating tray food. And not true also with being mafresh chala with a davar hagazel. Finally, the Beis Yosef assumes like the Rambam. No bracha, meaning the way that, right, psak halacha with this, let's get to the halacha galkam of the sugya. Beis Yosef assumes like the Rambam that no bracha with the exception of pikuach nefesh. No bracha, bless you. No bracha with the exception of pikuach nefesh. When in the case of pikuach nefesh, so you would make a bracha. If the guy in this situation eats kedei sviya, if he eats to the point of satisfaction, and to the point where he's satiated, so he really should bench, because it's d'oraisa. The Mishnah Brura says that we don't say a bracha, and we don't necessarily bench either. He really says, he really has, you know, hands off on both, that we don't do either. There's a further machlokes, whether you only don't make a bracha if you do the Aveira Mida Oraisa, or even if you do the Aveira Midrabanan. For example, Bishal Akum, when it comes to food, since we're talking about food, Bishal Akum, would you make a bracha on the food? Do you make a bracha on if you eat Bishal Akum, food cooked by a non-Jew? The Nesivus equates Shogeg with an Aveira done Midrabanan, an Aveira that is Midrabanan. It's not a real Aveira. If you do something b'shogeg, the Meshech Chachma says violating Averus Midrabanan is just in terms of the nature of the Avera, is an Avera b'toras mered. It is an Avera done in a rebellious state. You're doing it because you are a rebel, so to speak. It's only wrong because the Chachamim told you not to do something, and not because the Torah did. Right? For Isurim Doraisa, it's more of an Isur Cheftza. It's more of an Isur because the actual object is Usur. For Isur and Drabanan, it's more of a Gavra issue. Maybe we can say, though, that as far as the Isur, Motzei Birch Yetz Hashem, for Shogeg and Mezid, they are the same. And the only issue is the difference between the Oraisa, Udrabanan, Yonalet, let him in.